subtle sex. The influence of sexuality is far more pervasive than we may think. One poorly understood aspect of sexuality is a phenomenon called subtle sex. Even if we refrain from overt sexual activity, we may still seek to dominate our environment, either by trying to control everything and everyone around us, or by letting others know how wonderful and important we are. When we devote our energies to acquiring distinction, adoration, and self-centered profit, we are engaging in forms of subtle sex. Because such behavior is considered normal in materialistic society, we may have extreme difficulty in remaining immune to its attractions. The pursuit of distinction, adoration, and profit is a symptom pointing to a lack of mastery over sexual energy. Unchecked, our egocentric desires can degrade into overt physical activities. Whenever we are selfishly focused on our own sovereign pleasure in the form of prestige, power, and personal gain, we tend to exploit others, seeing them as extensions of ourselves and using them for our own selfish gratification. When powerful leaders succumb to the desire for distinction, there is no doubt about what is happening behind closed doors. Because such individuals are already out of order, they lack the discipline to refrain from sexual self-indulgence. In contrast, genuinely strong leaders, Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, or Mother Teresa, for example, do not behave in this way. Instead, they base their strength on selflessness and humility. They develop spiritual armor that protects them from the attractions and dangers of subtle sex.